Somebody finally put a number on something the industry has been dancing around for years. Ryan Mandel over at Mitchell dropped data showing ADAS calibrations are being done wrong at a rate that should make everyone uncomfortable. And here's what's wild. The reason nobody caught it sooner is that the industry got really good at counting calibrations, just not at checking if they actually worked. That's a problem, because a calibration that gets invoiced and a calibration that's accurate are not the same thing. And right now, shops are caught in the middle. Insurers pressure cycle time, flag your labor, question your sublet, and then a camera that was never properly aimed goes back on the road pointed slightly left of center. Here's what this actually costs you. If you're doing calibrations in-house without a proper target setup, or you're subbing them out to somebody who is, and the procedure isn't being verified, you've got liability sitting in your completed RO pile. Not maybe, definitely. The talking heads are going to call this a training opportunity. It's not. It's a documentation and process problem. Shops need to be asking their calibration provider one question: how do you verify the calibration actually passed, not just that you ran the procedure? If they hem and haw, that's your answer. Hot take to close. The scariest phrase in the calibration business isn't, "we can't do that," it's, "yeah, we do those."